I would have to say for this patient, no, there isn't anything I would have done differently. I think that I had a lot of open and honest conversations with her once we saw how her disease was responding. I sat down with her after her debulking and I explained that she still had a lot of disease, and though it was all resected, that did not have necessarily the best prognostic factor, that her disease had persisted despite her platinum therapy. So I feel like she was at least prepared for what was to come. I can't imagine that there were many other options or treatments available that would have been successful for her. And so I think that when you're dealing with a platinum-resistant phenotype, options are very limited. And even when you look at the Aurelia data, though there was advantage for the addition of bevacizumab, we're only talking about a few months. So these patients overall are obviously ill and likely not to do very well. So I think that she received appropriately aggressive management and had a good fair share at treating her disease, and I can't think that I would do much different. I think that the biggest thing for patients like this is in the counseling and expectations. As we talked about before, the conversation is advanced much earlier in the treatment course when you're dealing with patients with this kind of phenotype. And so for them, it can be much harder to grasp. You know, it can take a lot longer to come around to the idea that their disease is not responding as we hoped, as opposed to a patient who has been under treatment for 5 or 6 years. And then they may be a little bit more likely to understand what's happening. If you just met someone and you've treated them and they're only 8 months down the line in their treatment course and you're telling them that their disease has a resistant phenotype and we're going to have to try a different regimen and, you know, we'll have to see how they respond, but cure is not going to be a possibility. That's a lot to deal with in such a short amount of time. So I think helping expectations is a big part of that management and that clinical management, even more than maybe necessarily giving the medications. It's really about being a human being and helping them to understand what's going on.